The gospel that we hear today on the Feast of the Ascension is truly good news for us. It's a gift of joy and hope. It might have seemed to the disciples at the Ascension that something was being taken from them as the Lord Jesus was taken up into heaven, was removed from their sight. But whenever God takes something from us, he's preparing us to receive a greater gift. The Lord Jesus at the Ascension is teaching us to let go of knowing him in one way in order to receive him in a greater way, with greater intimacy. Jesus, raised from the dead by God, had appeared to his disciples for 40 days, teaching them that he is alive, he is the risen one, he is in their midst, he is in our midst. And he taught them his nearness. I am with you, see me, touch me. He ate and drank with them. Well, today he teaches them a new lesson to lead them deeper into the mystery of his resurrected life. He says to us, as he said to Mary Magdalene, Mary, don't hold on to me. I have not yet ascended to my God and your God, to my Father and your Father. The good news of the Ascension is that the Lord Jesus is with God and he is with us. He's been raised up, taken up in glory, seated at the right hand of the Father. And that means that he has gentle mastery, he has authority over every situation in our lives, everything that could possibly oppose the good news of the gospel and keep us from receiving him. Jesus has opened a way for us. He is with God in glory, and he invites us to follow him, to be drawn by his love. Jesus is with God, and he's also with us. The good news of the Ascension is that he's preparing us to receive the Holy Spirit and to receive Jesus at Pentecost, when the love of God, the promise of the Father, is poured into our hearts. Jesus says, it's not good enough for me to be close to you or next to you. I want to live my life in you. The gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost transforms us into Jesus so that we can be Jesus for the world, give Jesus to the world so that he can live his life into us. So how do we follow him in this way that he's opened for us? How do we remain in his love, grow in his love? I think the second reading from St. Paul gives us the key. When St. Paul says, I urge you, brothers, live in a manner worthy of the calling that you've received, bearing with one another in all gentleness and humility. It's a very humbling message. To love, to mature in love, is to learn to bear with one another in our limitations, in our faults, in our sins. Jesus doesn't take us away from our lives. He sends us back into the messy reality of our lives with the invitation and the new power to persevere in the humble, daily, steady way of love, bearing with one another when it's easier to give up on the other person or to criticize or to judge or to leave or to turn away. But Jesus says, with my love in you, I give you the new power to remain, to persevere, to be steadfast in your relations, in your obligations, in all the responsibilities of your daily lives. So Jesus opens the way for us. He invites us to follow him, and he also gives us a mission. We have this dignity of working with Christ, that he's entrusted his mission to us, which we hear about in the gospel. And what is his mission? It's to bear Jesus, to be bearers of Jesus to the world, to give Jesus's love to a world that is love forsaken in many ways, to be light in the midst of darkness, the darkness of others' lives and sometimes of our own hearts. I love the line from the gospel. It's a little bit strange, but where it talks about handling snakes, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. I think there's a lot of different poisons or things that we can take in the world in our lives that really can damage us. Sin, basically. Things like envy and hostility and hatred. All the things that block our hearts from receiving the love of God and do not let Jesus in. But Jesus says, I empower you now to be my light in darkness. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter who you meet, how far they may seem to be from God. Whatever place you go, I will be with you. I will be working in you. And the gentle power of my love can transform any situation. Jesus' ascension gives us the hope that actually his love has conquered everything. He invites us to trust against all insecurity, everything in us that is trying to cling to something, to hold on to something that's less than Jesus. He says, let go of these things. You don't have to carry the burden of your own lives alone. We can place all of these things that weigh us down into the hands of Jesus. And we can extend this same invitation to every single person that God places in our lives. To say to every single person, you are loved by Jesus Christ. You are loved by God. He gazes on you with infinite tenderness. You are not your sins. You are a beloved son and daughter of God. There is a new hope, a new power to your life. Allow yourself to be loved by him. Allow yourself to be saved by him. Through the power of this Eucharist, may we open our hearts in a greater way to be the love of Jesus to the world and allow his love to transform everything.